Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and another episode of Using My Keys. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell, grateful to God for another opportunity to come and share with you another empowerment teaching. Our topic today, it's time to correct your distorted vision. It's time to correct your distorted vision. I got to this topic in observing others and how often we look at others for validation and acceptance, then we wait for someone to give us praise or an attaboy while we're pursuing purpose, God-given purpose for our lives. And we're talking about this today not to make anybody feel guilty if they found themselves in this place, if you're currently in this place. But we're talking about this because it's important that we understand self, that we understand the gift that God placed inside of us, and that we come to a place of being our own motivation. No one else is making any noise on our behalf. So we're going to talk about it. It's time to correct your distorted vision. So Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another opportunity to share your word. Father, we ask this morning that you would speak, that you would speak to us with clarity and understanding, God, that after this time with you, for those who would find themselves guilty of not seeing clearly, that their eyes would be opened, their spirits renewed, they'd be revived and move on according to your plan. Right now, Father, we ask that you would bind the hand of the enemy. Every distraction, we ask that you would silence it now, that this episode would go forth with power. Thank you now. And I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So first, let's look at the word distortion. What does it mean? Somebody may not be clear. It's a quality or state of being distorted, a product of distorting, a lack of proportionality in an image resulting from defect in the optical system, a lack of proportionality in an image resulting from defects in the optical system. That pretty much speaks to where we are. Distortion, vision. When God has spoken to you about where you are in life and what He desires from you to do in life, how often have you said, oh, that's too big for me? God, that's too much. God, you didn't really mean to give that to me. God, I'm not going to be able to do that. God, oh, wow, that's major. And God is like, oh, yeah, that's what I gave you to do, and that's what I'm expecting. So you take what God has spoken, and you carry it to your buddies, your circle of influence, and you say to them, hey, God was speaking to me, and this is what He's given me to do. And they go, oh, my God, that is too much. You're just one person. How are you going to get that done? Oh, my God, that's too much. You need to be this, that, and the other in order to get that done. How are you going to do that? So you allow the wrong voices to get in your ear. So now you go back and you take a look again at what God has spoken concerning you and your purpose in the earth. And now all of a sudden, it's not attainable.
Not because you don't have faith in God. Not because you know God is a man that he's not going to lie. Not because of any of those things, but just because you didn't get from your peers the message that you anticipated that you would get, because they didn't encourage you. Like you felt you wanted to be encouraged, now you're at a place that you want to quit. But we're here to empower you this morning. We're going to go to the Word. I'm going to talk a little bit about David, because I see David, when he had to deal with Goliath. Come on. David was a young boy dealing with Goliath, which was a giant. Now, David had encountered some things in 1 Samuel 17. Goliath here represents a greater challenge than any lion and bear that David has ever faced in life. But what David did was, David didn't ask everybody else, what do you think I should do? Because we read the scripture, it says they offered David the sword, and they offered David a shield. They offered David all these things that they felt David would need in order to conquer this giant. But David was like, nah, y'all try to mess me up. I'm not gonna let my vision get distorted listening to you. I'm going to trust God and do what I know he told me to do. I'm going to see clearly in this situation and move according to his plan. So what happened? David understood that there was a greater dimension of grace that was necessary to overcome Goliath. And David accessed that through the gift that God had placed on the inside of him. Mm. Okay, so now, Pastor, what are you talking about, the gift? What gift did David access? Huh. I'm glad you asked. Each of us has within us a gift package. We can go to 1 Corinthians 2:9. As it is written, eye have not seen nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the thing which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed unto us by the Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man. But now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, he that may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have a gift. We have the mind of Christ. We have the ability to discern. We have in us vision and capacity. Our gift is comprised of everything God has invested in us that enables us to access him, his mind, his wisdom, and his thoughts. That's what we need to access in any situation that we're facing in life. We don't need access our buddies. We don't need to access our loved ones. We don't really need to access those individuals, but we need to access God, his mind, his wisdom, and his thoughts. And a part of being able to do that is the exercising of the gift of the Holy Ghost that dwells within us.
Okay, Rambel, that was a lot. Well, let me put it to you in a small gift bag, if you can understand that. When we were talking about David and him having to deal with Goliath, David used the gift within. David used the Holy Spirit that was within him that instructed him what he needed to overcome this giant in his life. He didn't post on Facebook, "I need help. I have a question. Give me your thoughts." He didn't do that. He didn't go to Twitter. And he didn't go to Instagram with a picture of the slingshot and the sword and the shield and say, "Which one am I supposed to use?" He didn't have to do any of that. He didn't do a Periscope and say, "Hey, everybody, this is David. I'm facing a giant. I've got this huge situation, and from looking at this giant, I believe I can overcome, but I need you to look at this giant and help me decide if I can do this." Didn't do any of those things. But he trusted the Holy Ghost that was in him. He trusted the gift of the Spirit of God that was dwelling in him. "Yes, God, I thank you. Yes, God, I thank you." So we're going to go back and look at David. David believed that his gift has the capacity required for this dimension of grace to succeed. So for us, we're facing some situations in life. We're facing some challenges. Some may be monumental. Some may be molehill. Some may be anthill situations. But we're facing some situations in our lives. And because of what we've allowed other people to say about our situation, we're looking at it with a distorted view. Our vision, you know, a lot of times you would have people show you a glass half full or half empty. And whether you're an optimist or pessimist, you saw it half full or half empty. Based on what you were experiencing in your own life, your view of that glass was different from the person sitting next to you. This morning, God is saying, "I don't care what's going on. I need you to get corrective lens." Thank you, Lord. Get some corrective lens. Stop using your own natural eyes to see your situation, but allow the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of you to let you see clearly what's before you, to let you see clearly what I've given you to do and given you the ability to get it done, to allow you to see clearly. So whatever the situation is that you're facing right now in life, it's not too great for what I can do. I can do everything, God says. I am Alpha and Omega. I'm beginning and end. I have the ability to do any and everything on your behalf because you love me. I want to do it for you because you love me. I want you to overcome this situation because you love me. I want to see you. I want to see you excel. Because you love me, I want to empower you so that when situations show up in your life, you don't get so overwhelmed. Oh, God, okay, yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Don't get anxious. Don't get anxious. When situations do come, be careful not to get too anxious in the situation. Yeah, don't. You know, sometimes when things pop up, we want to seek out a quick fix because people put stuff in front of you and you'd be like, "Okay, well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. This will help me get ahead. I'm going to do that." But you're not thinking. You're not thinking clearly. You've allowed
the view of things that other people are doing and other people are presenting to get you off track. I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to myself this morning. I'm talking to myself. This is what I've done in the past. I've allowed the view of others of what God spoke about me to get me off track. God had placed me in a specific vein, but I got out of that for trying to do what everybody else in the pack was doing, and that's not what God gave me. So I had to realign myself. I had to realign myself to get in line with what God said specifically concerning Valerie. And what he spoke to Valerie didn't look like what he spoke to everybody else. It wasn't supposed to look the same. Wasn't supposed to sound the same. The experience wasn't supposed to feel the same. Matthew 6, 25 through 34 reads this way. Therefore I say unto you, be not anxious for your life, ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than the food, and the body, and the raiment? Behold, the birds of the heaven, that they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are not ye of much more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit unto the measure of his life? And why are ye anxious concerning raiment? Considering the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. But if God doth so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Be not therefore anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all things, kingdom, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be not therefore anxious for tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So you understand that. Understand the level of responsibility the Father assumes for your life. The Father is responsible. He knows what you have need of, so there's no need for you to be anxious in anything that you're doing. Now that you have on your corrective lens, you can see this, that the Father is going to take care of you. There is no need for you to feel that you have to have things a certain way. Things have to look a certain way. You don't have to be concerned about how am I going to get the money for the vision, where the vision is going to be housed, are people going to show up. You don't have to be concerned about any of those things, because if God spoke it to you, God is going to give you the provision to get the thing done. Thank you, Lord. You said in that word, a bird knows how to be a bird, but we don't know how to be who God called us to be. Why? Because we're trying to see ourselves through the eyes of man and not see ourselves through the eyes of God. When we change our vision, when we get our corrective lens placed on our eyes, we'll see differently. We'll assume responsibility differently. And we'll accept that God has taken the responsibility for provision for my life if I'm living according to his divine purpose. What God wants us to do this morning is transfer the pressure that we feel when we're faced with dilemma. Take that pressure off of you and put that demand on God, because he's the one that wants to take care of you. He wants to take care of you. Distorted vision. I distorted vision. I distorted vision. In my home, the lighting is sort of weird. I got dressed one day and I put on this sweater set, and I thought it was purple and some of the color. It's really cute paisley design. And so I put on my shoes and everything, and when I went outside, I realized that the set wasn't purple at all. It was actually brown and something. But in my house, it looked purple. My view was distorted. So in that moment, I had to run back in. I had to change clothes. I had to go get all everything. I had to do it all over again, because what I perceived in the surroundings I was in was not truth. And God is saying that what some of you are perceiving of your situation right now is not true, because you're looking at it and you're relying on your natural eye to reveal to you truth. He said the truth is only going to come through the Spirit. Oh, God. Corrective lens. I just put my glasses on. It makes my view different, even in the natural. Without them, I have to keep readjusting how close something is to my eyes in order for me to read it. But when I put my corrective lens on, I can see with ease. Whether it's far away or close, I can see with ease. God said this morning, would you be willing to sit in the examination chair and allow me to redo the prescriptions for your corrective lens? Click, 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 click. Can you see? Is it one or two? Line one or two? Left eye, right eye, which one? Click, click. Because I need your corrective lens to be placed on and they to become permanent, so that you can see clearly what it is that I'm doing for you. Don't look next door. Don't look at the ministry down the street. Don't look at the business next door. Don't look at what Sally's driving. Don't look at what Joe is living in. Don't look at the jewels on her hand, because they're not diamonds. Most of the time it's cubic zirconia. It's just a high-grade glass. Don't get bothered by that. You be so concerned about what other people are doing, and you fail to see what God is doing for you. But corrective lens is going to make a difference, because you're going to stop viewing things with your natural eye and start using your spiritual eye. You're going to tap into the gift that God has placed within us, the Holy Spirit. You're going to begin to rely on the Holy Spirit to give you truth about the things that you're dealing with. You're going to be reminded that God said, I got you. You belong to me. It's my job to provide for you. Let me do what I do, because I do it so well. Let me do what I do for you. I just need you to be able to acknowledge that there is a need for me. I need thee, oh, I need every hour, I need thee. I need you, God. I need you to show me the way. I'm tired of looking at this thing the way I see it. I need you to show me. I need you to show me the way. I need you to help me trust the gift that you placed inside me, trusting that the Holy Spirit is going to speak to me and give me the instruction that I need to overcome whatever it is I'm facing in my life. God, I'm trusting you to show me. I'm trusting you to show me. If anybody listening this morning is anything like me, there were times that I trusted others more than I trusted God. I can admit that. I trusted the gift in them greater than I trusted the gift in me. That I relied on what they said because they said they were speaking the oracles of God. I trusted what they said concerning me more than I trusted what God was speaking to myself. Because my vision was distorted. I wasn't trusting the gift that God has given me. I didn't listen to the fact that God was going to take care of me. He was my provision. I didn't trust any of that. And I got out of line. Thanks be unto God that right now, this very moment, my corrective lens are working. I see in the spirit according to what the Lord wants to reveal. I'm moving in purpose. I'm divinely aligned and connected with those that God has deemed me be connected with for this season in my life. And I may not have the biggest house. I may not drive the finest car. I may not have the biggest bank account, but glory to God, I am fulfilling purpose in the earth. I am making an impact with the Lord's help, and I am grateful this morning that I can see clearly now that myself is out of the way. I can see clearly now that I'm not listening to the clamor and clutter of other people's voices. Clearly now, because I allow there to be no voice greater than God's voice in my ear and in my spirit. I'm grateful today that I can see clearly now. There's no more distortion in my vision. No more distortion. No more looking at things and making them bigger than they should be. No more. I can see clearly because I understand more myself. And because I understand myself and have dealt with the enemy, which is my enemy, I can move forward and succeed in the things of God. God, I thank you. This morning, I hope this has helped you. I feel like I sort of bounced around a little, but the bottom line is this. In order to correct your distorted vision, use the corrective lens of the Holy Spirit, the gift that's already been placed on the inside of you. Allow the Holy Spirit to see instead of you trying to see everything. Let the Holy Spirit show you truth. Let the Holy Spirit remind you that you have the ability to do all things through Christ who strengthens you, that there is nothing too hard for God. And if you hold on to that, that you will be empowered when you face your next giant, when you face your next dilemma, you will do so knowing that I am a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. So, Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for every listener. And we pray, God, that as this message continues to play throughout the next days and weeks, that you speak to those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking. God, that they will realign themselves, God, to hear what it is you have to say. That they'll accept the change that you have for them, that they will see through the gift of the Holy Spirit and not their natural eye. And they will give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all for joining us. It is our desire that every day you do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, please take the responsibility to empower someone else. You are the key to your own empowerment. God bless you. Until next time.